Hey, this is Ken Jensen. I beat bipolar disorder in an all-natural fashion back in the mid-2000s. And believe it or not, that's not even the coolest part of my story. What I learned through that process and what came next and how that applied to bipolar and why bipolar was ever even part of the process was mind-blowing, to say the least. Bipolar has hidden within it strengths. I'm going to show you what I mean and how they've shown up in my life so you can do the same. Welcome to episode 71, No Plan Survives First Contact with the Enemy. They say something like that in the military. They say it in a lot of places, but being a Marine, I like connecting it to that part of my past. So I have upped my game across the board as best as I can with all the equipment I have on hand and with all the hurdles that are in my way as I try to build the thing that helps you build your thing. I am recording the podcast video. I'm doing a video because I started a YouTube channel. Now I've been distracted because I'm looking into my phone, which is recording the video. It makes really nice videos. I can do a lot. I can do some pretty cool editing in it with an app called Focus. I've used them before to make my course videos. And I'm looking off to the left. Now I remember where my camera is. So people on YouTube aren't watching me look sideways through the whole fucking thing. So I hope I'm doing this right. I hope I'm looking in the right spot. I'm looking for my version of the red dot on the studio camera. I hope I'm doing it. I've been in this fix before. It feels weird to me to not look right at yourself when you're video recording. And you can't, because then you're not looking at the viewer when they consume the show later. So anyway, I'm picking a little green dot on the iPhone that the IRS and NASA and all the rest use to listen in when you think your phone's off. Just kidding. Who knows if they do? They probably do. They haven't come and got me for anything this so far. So pardon my little aside ramblings. The microphone, I feel I've done some of you a disservice because I mentioned some time ago about the struggles, the mighty epic struggles I was having with the microphone cradle integrity. As I sit here trying to talk to you, I'm getting texts on the phone. They're showing up on my computer screen. I'm struggling mightily to remain focused. And as you can hear, I'm failing. So listen, man, if you're going to do a show, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just do a fucking show. This shit's going to happen. My house suddenly got full of people when there had been none for the last 3 days. I got a phenomenal amount of work done. Now the people are back. The TVs are on. The laughter and the yelling and the talking is all going on in my head all around me, even though I have this soundproofed box of surviving the apocalypse built around my desk. It's not enough, and it drives me crazy. It makes it really hard for me to focus. But again, you're going to face the same thing. I've said this before. I think, don't quote me on this shit, but I think it was the guy who authored War and Peace. War and Peace had something like 14 kids, and they were all running around him while he wrote War and Peace. So if he did that, I should be able to pull off this show. And I want to read that book one day just to do. Anyway, so I'm video recording because I built a YouTube channel. And my phone is recording the video. I have a separate system that is recording the podcast, like always. And the cradle, back to the cradle, is hanging on by a gooey thread. I did not fix it right. I did not repair it right. I bought the wrong kind of, I want to say Loctite. It wasn't Loctite. Liquid steel. I bought some different version of it instead of going with the shit that I was familiar with, and I mixed it up wrong, and now it's gummy, and it's holding this very expensive microphone in place, but it's not positioned quite where I need to record perfectly. but this will just have to do. I tried to rig this thing in a few different ways, and none of them really were doing it. And so we got what we got with that, and I'm going to have to take it apart and clean it right and then get the right shit and just take another run at this, and then it'll be fine. Liquid steel is awesome for what it's designed to do. It's awesome. So I just got to get the shit that I meant to get in the first place and do that right. So I don't know if the video will come out right. I think it will. And I have a system right now. I think it's called Headliner. Headliner's been taking my audio files, and it overlays a video, which is something very basic. There's like a squiggly line, like you're reading, like you're looking at some kind of viewer screen on some sort of avionics test kit thingamajigger. Little oscillating lines or what have you, and that makes it a video that YouTube can then accept. And then that's how my podcast has been on YouTube. The YouTube channel, I don't know if that is anything different other than Bipolar Excellence. I can't remember because I've been doing so damn much. Let's all go find out together. So let's see. Yep, I called it Bipolar Excellence. If you go on YouTube and look up Bipolar Excellence, look up Ken Jensen. It's at Bipolar Excellence. That's the name, and then of the show, of the channel, and then my name's in there as well. I know due to me being too new, even as you punch in the exact thing, there's a chance you won't find me. I appreciate any of you who dig deeper. Thanks for supporting the show. So once I'm done recording the phone, I have the Focus app on the phone, F-O-C-O-S, and it does really cool shit with a video file. I can make it look and sound all kinds of different ways and put in subtitles and whatnot. And it's going to add to my work list, but it'll be worth it. And as soon as I do that, which is tonight, I should be able to get rid of the Headliner app. That thing's costing me $25 a month, I think. I'd rather keep that in my pocket. I ain't rich yet. But it was a godsend because it got the ball rolling, and it took all the almost 70 episodes that already existed and put them online. And initially, I didn't know, I didn't have the bandwidth to learn one more damn thing online, technically speaking. So I let that thing load them all up, and then I went back and reviewed what was there and figured out how to edit what it put in place, and then I completely understood it right away and realized I didn't need that at all. But it saved me the job of, you know, there's a better way to make the videos that I know how to do now out of my earlier, all my recent episodes, but I'm not going to bother. It's too damn labor intensive. Just going to go forward with the new setup I have. And later I will eventually get an all-in-one rig where everything's connected and I don't have two separate systems running this show. I've also got this great big mixing board that I bought many years ago from the podcast Answer Man, Ravencraft, something like that. Apologize, Cliff, if you should ever magically hear this episode. He sold kits, and I got one of his kits, and they now have much smaller little units that don't eat up as much of desk space, and I don't need this thing. You can plug like five other instruments into it besides just the microphone I'm using. It's overkill, but I've been using it for many years. It served me faithfully. I want to simplify wherever possible. So the site did some things in the site. Let me click over to there. Okay. The catch line now. You'll remember last week I switched it. I said outsiders. I switched it from trauma survivors to outsiders because I was tired of focusing solely on traumatized people. I did not want to continue drawing solely traumatized people to me. It's not how I want to live. It's not who I want to work and play with on a regular basis. If somebody like that comes my way with a really incredible story, that's different. But you draw to you what you draw to you. And if you don't like what you get, you got to figure out how you brought it your way. I was literally going out and bringing all these these sad energies my way that didn't match how I feel about my life now, even though I myself have an incredibly sad backstory. It was decades ago. I'm done. I realized I had to do an even better job of integrating my bipolar disorder nexus point story into how it affected what I do now. And what I came up with, the new catchphrase is, beat your fears, gain confidence, create a rock solid plan for growth. That's kind of vague, but I looked up some other coaches that I respect highly, and one of them has one word. I think it just says create. He's doing fan-fucking-tastic to the tune of $2.5 million a year with what he does. So if he can just do a header with his face in one word, I think what I just put will do fine. The reason I wrote that was I've learned from many coaches over the years, you don't, unless you're in a position to do so, you don't need to offer the entire sun, wind, and the moon to people. They just want to reach the next step. They give quite a bit just to know what the next step was and how to achieve it. They don't need to win the entire war. So what I've realized over all these years of working with people, regardless of why I'm working with them or how large or small the project, and again, including large projects, there is something about my personality that makes people want me to be around. And when I leave a project or a job, usually there's a certain amount of people that are devastated. I have a spark and an energy, and I bring joy to the day and a lot of laughs and motivation, and I'm able to navigate rather choppy waters when the time comes in regards to dealing with people who are having a choppy day. One of the guys I used to work under called me his fixer. When somebody was really just spinning the fuck out, it was my job to go and calm that person down so that the project kept moving forward. This is something that I've noticed about myself no matter where I go or why. I have a way of making, just in general, I have a way of making people feel better as they do something tough. Now, most people are afraid to even take the first step. I deal with that a lot. I have people that are just, they're overwhelmed by the enormity of even putting together something like what I have here. And it is enormous. And I'm small fry compared to the monsters out there. I'm small fry. And yet I will tell you, this is a ton of work with a lot of somewhat complicated pieces that took me many, many months to learn and integrate. And I'm constantly iterating, repairing, upgrading, smoothing out. Don't let that dissuade you, because now that AI is here, I'm already finding ways to do shit even easier, and I'm slowly finding ways to get rid of different things I have in place, because now there's just one button, push button ease is coming our way thanks to AI. I'm loving AI. Let's hope it doesn't turn into the singularity before I can at least have one very expensive vacation some fucking where with my wife. The other thing is I help people feel confident about moving forward on a plan, and I do that in part by helping them put together the plan. I have been exposed to so much, done so much, learned so much that there's very little about anything with any mission, just in a general sense, or pitching a story, building a business, repairing a life. It's unbelievable how much I know, and you don't need to know everything, but when you know as much generalized information as I do, if the direct answer isn't at the tip of my tongue, I got a damn good idea of where we can find the direct answer, because that's how I've built all this. I bring that to my clients, everything I just said. So I feel really good about that catchphrase that I just put in there. And a couple of the guys I've been talking about a lot, Justin and Dan, they say something like, this is now the age of the generalist. For years, I was told you got to specialize. They're saying, no, you be a generalist, but then you do specialize in one or two key skills. And that's what I do. I generalize in all the business aspects, all the tech aspects, all the business creation aspects, but I specialize in keeping you calm as we knit it all together. So, what else was I going to say? I didn't want to go very long tonight because I got extra work I got to do. The website. Okay, the website. So I've gone through, I redid the homepage. I'm real happy with what that says now. That calmed me. I had to be the fixer for myself. Homepages, developing a homepage is one of the hardest parts of running a website, I feel, than anything else. It's not even complicated. It's how do you say the thing that matters most in the shortest amount of time to grab the people that would actually want to work with you instantly. That is not easy to do, but I will say this much. I have a much, like anything else, I have a much easier time putting together your message than I do fine-tuning mine. What's that saying? The shoemaker's children have no shoes. It's always easier to help somebody else than it is yourself. You all know that. But I'm really happy with what I did with the homepage, and it's the closest I've ever come to succinctly and point on saying what it is that's in my heart and soul and brain when I'm working with anybody for any reason. I'm really happy with how it looks. I'm really happy with what it says. I have to do the video tonight. The video on the home page only sort of makes sense now because I changed it. So I'll be doing a string of videos tonight before I got to go to bed to get up for my day job. And I'm just pumped about that. A lot of videos have been, the need for videos have been sitting on my list for a while. And now that I know that I'm going to get them done, you know, it brings peace to my mind even beforehand. And especially on top of the fact that I rewrote all the, it was just areas here and there. I rewrote the you page, meaning you, the me page. And I got rid of any mention of trauma anywhere I could find it. Then I went into my newsletter system at ConvertKit, and I had to update some stuff in there. And right now, the reason that happened was I no longer give away my wellness course. If you want it, you got to buy it. It's in the courses on bipolarexcellence.com. I do that only because nobody seemed interested. New people signed up. They got the, you know, the ability to log in. Nobody used it. Nobody reached out about it. And I understand it. I understand it in that when people first meet you, they want something quick and easy. I've been aware of this as a marketing, you know, situation. I just know that me personally, I always get pissed off when there's a simple little fucking form or report that drives me insane. And it's usually got shit in it that I knew anyway, or I knew close enough and didn't really help me any. So the thought of getting access to an entire course, I'd be the guy that would go through the course. It's been made clear to me that I'm in the great empty minority on that front. People seem to just want something quick and easy. So I got something quick and easy in there now. I took one of my courses, I pulled all the headlines out of it, the main topics. Just wrote a little bit about each, and I share two of the tools that need to be in place for me to even help you should we work together later. These two tools changed my life after I beat bipolar disorder. These were the next things that came to bear that once again changed everything across the board in a way that made my life so much better and made me understand myself so much better. I was blown away and felt so grateful that I ever even found them. They're inside this 5-page report. The report itself is, it's helpful. It's definitely helpful. Points you down some roads you need to be on. You need to be pondering. If you want to do anything larger than just going to work and being part of the rat race, being a wage slave, because that's who I'm still looking for. I want people that don't want to play small. I don't care what you want to do, but I want you to go for it. I want you to play big. I want to run with other champions. So let's see. What else did I do? tuned up some stuff inside the courses. I got all the videos I got to make yet. I know there was some other thing I did. I've been terribly, terribly busy. There was, no, you know what? I'm going to end up just filling time. I'm not going to remember what else I was going to say, and we're pretty much reaching the end of this show anyway. Let's see, what poignant thing could I leave you with? What salient, sanguine... I've always liked salient and sanguine as words. I'm a words guy. Listen, you've heard me talk a lot on this show about what it takes and how hard things can be, and that is true. I don't want you to get bogged down by the thought of that. Things are hard. It takes what it takes. There's something I also have realized about myself. Some of what I've struggled with in the technical area, other people's cruise through. They absolutely cruise through. I'm like, you know, I took a rock to the head in comparison to them. So you might be one of these people. If you're an older person and you haven't even gotten into any of this yet, AI is going to save your ass. You're not going to need to build all the stuff the way I built it. You're just not. It's already changing rapidly. So I want to leave you with some hope over the building of these types of things. I don't want you to ever feel overwhelmed by it. You're going to anyway, but my point is you keep at it. You keep plugging away. If you got me in your corner, I'll keep you going. I'll keep you motivated. I'll keep you squared away. I'll get you straightened out when you get wiggly. Nothing's as hard as you think it is. Nothing's as hard as you ultimately make it in your own mind because you want this so bad. And if you're working with me, you better be wanting this so bad because that's the kind of spirit it's going to take to pull off anything that is larger than yourself. And what is the point of life if not creating something larger than yourself? Because otherwise, not in every case, but in most cases, you're just existing. That makes me want to hurl. That actually terrifies me. That's what gives me fear, just existing. Then one day you're either 80 years old and you don't have it in you to do anything ever again that's out of the norm, but you wished you had. That's a very common fear that they say older people have on their deathbed. Or you don't know. Something terrible could happen to you tomorrow that removes the option for building something like this and you're only 26. You see what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen moment to moment. You don't know what options are going to be taken away from you. There's going to be options that get handed to you, but they can also be taken away from you. What are you waiting for? If you're struggling just to pay your bills, then just consume my free material because a lot of what I write about for free, I learned about for free elsewhere and fixed my whole life. But you need to focus on work. Once you get a few pennies scraped together, you find out what the cheapest part and the first step is that you can take with those few pennies to start making your mark on the world, and you go for it. If you dig through my material, you'll find something somewhere that explains even how to do that. It's time, people. The world is changing fast. AI alone is going to make the entire world become unrecognizable. I swear, I think before Halloween, it's June now. The world is changing incredibly fast. I still meet people that don't understand internet marketing. They don't seem to understand how to make a business online. Some people haven't even heard of AI. I don't know how that's possible. But, you know, there's a lot people are ignorant of, and ignorant means you're just not aware. Your world is changing before your eyes, whether you know it or not. You need to jump on this wave and ride it while it exists because sooner than later, it's going to come crashing into the beach and flatten and all the energy will be bled out of it. And it won't mean that you can't get anything done, but you're not going to be able to get big things done as easily as you can right now and in the next, 6 to 9 months. The world's changing that fast. This is a boon to creators and those of us that can't stand the status quo. Grab it with both hands. Hang on and ride this thing into a greater future. Okay, that was perfect. Be well, guys.